April 26th, 1954, number 52, Crompton Street. We walked to the top of Midland Road, turned right onto the main London Road, then left onto Bradshaw Way. On reaching the top of Babington Lane, a cyclist, presumably on his way to work, bade us a good morning. Stopping him in his tracks, we asked the way to Crompton Street, as we seemed to be veering off course. He kindly pointed us in the right direction. We sighed with relief as we reached our final destination, a two-bedroom terraced house, number 52, Crompton Street. There was another sigh of relief as the door was opened by an Indian man, who introduced himself to us as Mohan Singh Sangha. For a very brief moment, as he was wearing a cloth around his midriff, a makeshift apron, and there was the smell of food coming from the kitchen, I thought he was the resident cook. I quickly reminded myself this was England, not India, and realized Mohan Singh was in preparation for a very hard day's work at the local iron foundry. There was an air of busyness in the house. Lots of men were getting ready for work. We were introduced to the house rules, which mainly concerned safety. We were unfamiliar with the concept of gas. The cooker, lit with a match, released gas, and when the tap was turned, was so dangerous when left unlit that it could cause an explosion or asphyxiate you. There were even stricter rules regarding the use of the outside toilet. The landlord, Mattu, stressed the importance of not climbing on or crouching over the pot. We were curious as this pot seemed unnecessarily elevated, only to disappear into the ground. Back home, it had been normal to squat. Later, Mattu would shout in anger, frightening us with graphic details of how we could slip if we squatted on the toilet rim and smash our foreheads on the hard, cold floor. Without going into too much detail, the position now to be adopted for clearing one's bowels was awkward. On my first night, I slept on the floor, while Kishan and Mahinder Singh shared the small bed that had been tightly cramped into the small box room at the back of the house. It had been a long, uncomfortable flight. The travel sickness had left me somewhat exhausted. I rolled out my rizai, and not unusual for me, I slept well. Most of the men at number 52 had arrived only 2 or 3 months before us. Everyone in the house was working at Lay's Malleable Castings, including the landlord, who had previously been travelling from Nottingham, but had purchased and was now the proud owner of number 52. All rooms, other than the kitchen, were taken up with beds. There were 11 men occupying the house. The rent was 10 shillings a week. No rent was due until you were paid, which took around 2 weeks. Until then, you lived as a guest. There was no back rent to pay. Breakfast was typically a slice or two of white bread, spread with butter and sweetened with sugar. This was referred to as double roti and was folded and dipped into a hot mug of tea. I recall it being rather tasty. Within a week, we had all started work at the Lay's Foundry on Colombo Street.